Hello and welcome to the Birkett Long Lawcast. With me today is Paul Chilver, financial planner with the firm, and he's going to be talking about a seminar he's involved in called Growing and Protecting Your Money. First of all, Paul, why are you holding this seminar?
Well, this is our annual investment seminar, which this year, as you've mentioned, is looking at growing and protecting your money in a bit more detail. And due to the popularity of this event, we've actually opened it up not just to Colchester, but South Essex as well. We're going to be having a second event in Billericay, and we're going to be using this just to update people on all financial and legal matters and give them a reminder of things you need to do ahead of the tax year end, which will be creeping up on us very soon.
And who are you aiming your seminar at?
The seminar is aimed at existing and potential new clients of Birkett Long, and it's not just linked to the financial side. We also have clients on the legal side as well attending. And this will be aimed really at trying to simplify what can be very complicated areas, looking at financial tax planning, and hopefully, due to its wide-ranging overview, there should be something for everyone.
And so who's going to be presenting at the seminars and what topics are going to be covered?
Well, this year, myself and my colleague Nicola Ward, who is also a financial planning manager, will be looking at investment and saving opportunities ahead of the tax year end. And this will be looking really at ISA allowances and also what the ISA allowances are going to be from the next tax year, because these will be increasing again from April. We'll also have Caroline Dowden and Claire Reid from my wills, trust and probate team at Birkett Long. And they will be looking at 10 ways to save on inheritance tax planning. Whilst finally, we have also got the added bonus of a couple of speakers from two large investment companies, one being from Franklin Templeton, who will be looking at global equities and a general overview as to where we stand in the global markets, and also another from Neptune Investment Managers, who will be looking at the UK economy and what the prospects are for the year ahead. This is quite a coup for Birkett Long, as it's very rare to have such speakers come out of London. So hopefully it could be a good opportunity for clients to listen to their views and also to maybe question them if they have any queries about any existing holdings they may have with the two companies as well.
Okay. Most investment plans do actually attract tax. How can this be mitigated?
Well, I've already touched on the ISA allowances, which each individual has. This current tax year, it's £11,520, of which half can be put into cash. Next year, it will be increasing up to £11,880, which again, half can be invested into a cash ISA. And we'll be touching on these as well as other opportunities at the seminar.
So how is it best to save money for the future without having to pay a lot of tax?
Well, I'd say you really must use your ISA allowances. That's the main opportunity available. You don't get many tax-free savings tools from the government, and that's really a bread-and-butter one which should be used. We will also be touching on other opportunities at the seminar, and also this will be looked at with our colleagues from Wills Trust and Probate, who will be also looking at the inheritance tax side of things as well.
For those people who may want to know, why shouldn't we shove our money under the mattress? Surely, if there's little interest to be gained on savings, wouldn't the mattress bank be just as good?
Well, this has been a big problem for low-risk savers for many years now. Interest rates have stayed at 0.5% for over 4 years, but you have the inflation effect. Inflation is running at over 2%, has been as high as 3% recently, and if you are doing that, then you're not even breaking even on inflation. There are other savings tools available, which do not involve taking on any risk, covered by the Financial Services Compensation Scheme, and again, this will be covered at the seminar. So it's not just equity investors who this seminar should be open towards, but those risk averse should get something out of the seminar as well.
And if interest rates, obviously they have traditionally been low for many years, if they are unlikely to rise in the near future, what opportunities are there available for low risk savers?
Well, there are things called structured deposit plans, which can be used for a cash ISA allowance and also for non-ISA savings. These still remain very attractive with potential returns of 4.5% each year. And again, we'll have information on these on the day at each seminar. They have proved to be very popular in recent years for risk-averse savers.
Can you just tell us when this seminar is happening and where?
The first seminar will be on the 11th of February, and this will be held at Colchester United Football Club. Large venue and plenty of parking, which is a great bonus for any venue in Colchester. And the second one will be at Greenwood's Spa and Hotel in Billericay, and this will be on the 13th of February, which again is a lovely venue and should hopefully attract and people to come along and see it.
Lastly, how can people gain tickets for this event? And it is a ticket-only event, is it?
Well, it's an invitation event. Invitations are going out as we speak. However, there will be lots of advertising about it, and there'll be contact details to get in touch with Sarah Watson in our marketing department, or you can contact myself in the financial services department. My direct line is 01206 217 614, and I'll be more than happy to get you on, anyone added onto the event.
Lovely. Thank you, Paul.